dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio.
Hot dog!
All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Well, it's been a long time coming, but we do have our first softball broadcast here on KNZA of the 2024 season. We are in Wetmore here this afternoon as Jackson Heights playing host to Centralia for a double dip, but we'll have game one for you here in just a matter of moments. The lone game here on the broadcast schedule for tonight on KNZA. Kirk Hillman's our studio producer here tonight, doing the hard work as always. We got Crendon Prophet. He's going to step in and help out, of course, the voice of the Cobra Channel. And I'm Brandon Tabman here, our first broadcast of the season again on KNZA. A little softball for you. Absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous afternoon here as we're touching up on 60 degrees, a little bit of a light breeze. And we got a lot to get to here in a short amount of time. So we'll step aside. Starting lineups coming up next.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Fulton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Well, here we go, folks. Our first softball broadcast of 2024. Jackson Heights hosting Centralia here in Wetmore. Brandon Tabman, we got Crendon Prophet, of course, with the Cobra Channel, 103.9. Oh, no, I'm okay. Sorry about that. I was asked to see if we needed a chair, but we're good to go. But again, it is Jackson Heights and Centralia here on KNZA. Kirk Hillman, our studio producer, Brandon Tabman, Crendon Prophet. It is the home and season openers for Jackson Heights here tonight. Centralia, of course, also with a mix of kids from Frankfurt, putting a squad together, and Centralia is off to a 2-0 start. They swept Jefferson County North, a couple of big wins on Monday. Let's get you the starting lineups. We'll start with Centralia batting first. It'll be Tava Gibbs at shortstop. Hayden Kramer is the third baseman batting second. Josie Haberkamp is a freshman at first base batting third. Tatum Kramer is the center fielder in the cleanup spot. Claire Heinen's a sophomore and the designated player today. Tessa Parthamer is a freshman and pitching. Owen Dieter is a senior and at second base, she will bat seventh. Larissa Schreiner is catching, batting eighth. Layla Cook is a freshman and in left field, batting ninth. And we got Milena Becker, who is going to be in right field and in that flex position. We'll get you Jackson Heights and their starting lineup once we get to the bottom of the first inning, but here we go. It is the first pitch by Cochran, and that is belted and caught. Running down in the left center field gap was Bryn Shoup, who made a nice athletic play. So one pitch and one pretty emphatic out here to start.
Bryn Shoup, she's a young sophomore already making an impact around the game from center field. What a great leap play. Catching the ball within the gap.
Well, you mentioned a young Shoup, and both these teams are very young, not many seniors. First pitch to Hayden Kramer, a freshman playing third base, swing and a miss for a strike. Against Centralia, They swept Jefferson County North on Monday, wins of 19-10 and 25-3. So they're off to a 2-0 start. Bunch shown, fouled straight back, and it's quickly no balls and two strikes. And defensively for Jackson Heights, you have Cochran the pitcher, you have Kouser catching, Keogh at first, Mulroy at second, Bosley at short, Bacon at third, Fisher in left, Shoup in center, Buck is in right. The 0-2 is high, makes it one ball and two strikes.
Slava Cochran up here pitching for the Jackson Heights Cobra is the most experienced pitcher on this team. She was a returner from last year.
And here is the 1-2, swing and a miss. And just like that, two up and two down.
That's what experience gets you, especially with this team from Samantha Carson, the Jackson Heights Cobra girls, you know, bringing back a lot of returners, nine returners to be exact. And here, Layla Cochran striking out the second out of the inning.
So Cochran again, two up and two down. First pitch to the number three spot, Josie Haverkamp, a freshman. It is low for ball one. Haverkamp in the first two games, this is her ninth plate appearance. She has three hits and six driven in. That's the most on the team. This one is roped down the left field line, but it's going to tail foul. Now, one thing about the field today, this ain't a normal softball field. This is a full-on baseball field. So you got 270, near 280 down the lines, and roughly close to 280 in center field. So be very impressive if we can see one over the fence here today.
And right now, Centrella, they're swinging pretty well. I mean, they have two outs, no one on base, but they've gotten pretty good contact to start the early top of the first.
A line out and a strikeout for the first two outs, and there's a foul ball left side, not much to it. And it's one ball and two strikes. Well, couldn't have asked for really better weather here for this early on in the season as spring sports is now officially underway. Here's a 1-2, swing and a miss, and a strike three, and back-to-back strikeouts there to start, and three up, three down. No runs, no hits, nobody left on. End of half an inning, no score. Jackson Heights coming up next.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is a premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Kansaland Radio.
Easy first inning for Jackson Heights and Cochran inside the circle. Three up and three down. Now to the bottom of the first, it is Jackson Heights and the home Cobras will lead things off with McKinley Mulroy, a junior at second base. Taylor Bosley follows, junior at shortstop. Natalia Keogh is a freshman in at first base. Maddie Bacon in the cleanup spot. She's a sophomore at third base. Gracie Kousert, a sophomore, is catching, batting fifth. Jennifer Buck, she bats sixth and in right field. Layla Cochran, the pitcher, batting seventh. Tegan Fisher, a freshman in right, batting eighth. And Brent Shoup, sophomore center fielder, is rounding out the lineup for Jackson Heights here for their first game of the season.
I'd like to mention both teams very young, not many seniors on either team. You got a sophomore pitcher for Jackson Heights Cobras, and up here you have a freshman pitcher for Centralia.
This is Parthamer, 5 1/3. She pitched on Monday in the doubleheader. First pitch is high to Mulroy for ball one. She gave up five runs, two of which were earned. She had seven strikeouts and four walks. So just a 2.62 ERA for the freshman and Frankfurt's native in Parthamer. So again, both these teams very young, and they don't have really any seniors up and down the roster. Here's a high fly ball, but playable infield side. An easy play for Gibbs, the shortstop, and there's the first out in the bottom of the first. So we've seen four batters combined and four outs. Here's Taylor Bosley, the junior shortstop, who will bat second here. No score, bottom of the first inning.
Taylor Bosley, an athlete all the way around for this Jackson Heights team, whether in volleyball, basketball, and now here's softball. She's a great hitter, and we'll see what she can do here at the plate.
So many 2-3 sport athletes across both these rosters. There's a swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it's no balls and one strike here to Bosley.
Yeah, bat just cut, you know, just a couple inches underneath it, but, you know, still a good look.
Got Hayden Kramer at third, gets the shortstop. Dieter's at second. Haverkamp's at first. This one's hit kind of to shallow left field, and a diving catch by the left fielder in Cook. We've seen two good plays in the outfield here in the first inning, this time for Centralia. And it was Cook again, the freshman left fielder, diving towards the edge of the grass and making a play for out number two.
Yeah, the freshman, Layla Cook, most times you see that situation, that's a blooper. That's going right between the gap, and there she made that diving play, and it was quite excellent now giving two outs here against the Jackson Heights Scrubber Girls.
Now Centralia also trying to go defensively here, three up, three down, and that brings up Natalia Keough, a freshman. Batting from the right side, Parthamer. With a 1-0 here, it's popped up and foul and out of play. Fans getting a souvenir to our right. And it's one ball and one strike. So, again, these games in Wetmore today. Of course, beautiful setup here. Perfect weather here for this broadcast here. Just set up right behind home plate. Here's a 1-1 pitch, and it's off speed in the dirt, 2-1.
And you kind of mentioned it last year, these girls, they were playing, I believe, at Circleville, and now they get the chance here to play at Wetmore. You know, thank you to the Wetmore community to allow Jackson Heights to come up here and play on this field.
Well, Jackson Heights put the team together last year. They didn't quite play a full schedule, but was still solid. 7-5, won 5-6 against league opponents, although this is the first year that they will be able to compete for a league championship. 2-1 pitch here, low. Now it's 3-1. And it's ball four, and we get our first base runner, a two-out walk. So Keough, nice vision at the plate. She is at first with two down. Here's the cleanup spot. It's Maddie Bacon. Batting from the right side, about middle on that batter's box. First pitch low, and skips away from the catcher, and Keough gets to second base without a throw.
Yeah, pass ball right there, just allowing Natalie Keough to get all the way to second base, not really having to make a sliding attempt either, just kind of a nice casual right up the second.
No score, bottom of the first. Jackson Heights, Centralia softball here on KNCA. Next pitch is outside, 2-0. So a pop out, a line out, and a walk. And now Keough is at second base with two down. Here's a 2-0. That one is low, now 3-0. So things getting interesting here. Jackson Heights trying to get on the board first here in game number one. Can Bacon come through? A lot of these players, of course, part of the team last year, and that's a four-pitch walk, and it gets away from the catcher in Schreiner, and Keough goes to third, and now runners at the corners just like that with two down.
Yeah, two pass balls already here from Centralia's catcher in Schreiner, and it's allowed Natalie Keough to go all the way to third base just off of, you know, drops from the catcher's mitt alone.
So back-to-back walks and a couple of pass balls have now the corner infield playing pretty heavily in here for Centralia. There's a pitch in there for a strike to Gracie Kalser, the sophomore catcher, who has an opportunity to get the Cobras on the board here in the first. She bats from the left side. Again, the corner infield playing in, Kramer and Haverkamp, respectively, for Centralia. It fits to the left side, but right to the shortstop in Gibbs. She was there, right place, right time. So disaster avoided for Centralia. Jackson Heights will leave a pair on in the first inning. So we head to the second inning. No score here between Jackson Heights and Centralia.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManicle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
We are the neighbors that want to help people succeed. My name is Zach Lancaster. I am a lender at the Farmer State Bank. We want to help be there for other people, and that shows in every interaction at the bank, from the tellers to the receptionist, all the way down to the people in the basement that do the stuff behind the scenes. Everybody is here to help the community. That's what I like about Farmers.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Softball here on KNZA, first broadcast of the season. We got Brandon Crendon here with the Cobra Channel helping out, wanting to take part. Jackson Heights and Centralia, we head to the second inning, no score. Kirk Kilman, our studio producer. Cobra's had back-to-back walks with two outs in the home half of the first, but ultimately a line out to the shortstop ended that threat. So a couple of base runners again stranded on for Jackson Heights. Centralia up for a second time. They went three up, three down in their half of the first. Again, Centralia is off to a 2-0 start. Swept Jeff County North on Monday, 19-10 and 25-3. This is the opener season-wise and a home opener for Jackson Heights. Here's the first pitch from Cochran, is in there for a strike. Tatum Kramer, Claire Heinen, and Tessa Parthamer for Centralia here in the top of the second. There's an off-speed pitch well out in front. Great location and good movement on that off-speed. Swing and a miss. It's 0-2.
Yeah, I got Tatum Kramer to kind of reach that outside zone for the pitch, and well, it was nowhere near.
So Kramer, the junior center fielder, and a swing and a miss. How about three straight strikeouts here for Cochran? Going back to that first inning, and there's one up and one down here in the second. That'll bring up Claire Heinen, a sophomore DP. She'll bat from the right side, fairly straight up with her stance. A slight bend to the knees, first pitch in there for a strike. Well, Cochran's got some good movement on these pitches early. Defense behind her playing fairly straight up. Corner outfield a little bit in. Here is an 0-1. Foul straight back, and 0-2 quickly. She's getting out in front of these hitters early, and that has helped record three strikeouts in the first four batters faced.
Miller Cochran, she's already kind of settled in as a pitcher, and her team in the outfield and infield, they're already doing their job if the ball gets past the plate.
There's another swing and a miss, and another strikeout for Cochran. Make it four in a row, and two up, two down here in the second. That'll bring up Tessa Parthamer, freshman pitcher for Centralia. Cochran just cruising here. Or Jackson Heights, first pitch, though, missing. It's 1-0. Boy, I thought the weather would be absolutely perfect, and it is, but we got here and said to ourselves, that's a little hot, actually. There's a pitch in there for a strike. It's 1-1. And no score, top of the second inning, Centralia, Jackson Heights softball here on KNZA. Good fan support here down both lines. There's a ground ball left side, stabbed it short, and not going to be able to make a play in time. And Centralia has their first base runner. That should go down as an error by the shortstop in Bosley. And that'll put a runner at first with two down. That'll bring up Owen Dieters.
Yeah, just the turn of the glove on the ground. She thought she had it. She went up to kind of throw it to first, but she realized she didn't and had to pick it right back up. And, you know, unfortunately gets a player on base.
Three-sport athlete Dieters puts down a bunt left side but foul, and it's 0-1. Talking an all-state caliber basketball player and very good volleyball player as well. Centralia, just such rich tradition for all their sports. Man, another great basketball season, going to the state tournament, of course, mixing with Frankfurt and the Wildcats winning their first state title in school history. Fantastic season for these two teams mixed together. There's a throw down to second on a pitch that was low, but no advance by the runner in Parthamer, so it's now no balls and two strikes.
Well, it's still, you know, pretty decent heads-up play just to kind of see that runner just edge a little bit out there and just take that shot to second.
You always got to keep the runners on as Dieters throws down another bunt sign. Here's the throw to second base, and they get the out at second. Parthamer is tagged out. What a throw by the catcher and Kalser. I believe it was Bosley, the short, who made the tag, and just like that, any threat is neutralized.
Those are the best plays you can see in softball or baseball is when the catcher, you know, on the knees, just, you know, throw one out the second and it's caught. You know, that was just absolutely, you know, incredible from that connection from Kalser up to Mulroy.
So, again, we'll end the threat here in the top of the second. No score here between Centralia and Jackson Heights here on KNZA.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Kansaland Radio.
Good start by both of these pitchers here between Centralia and Jackson Heights. Softball here on KNZA. We got Brandon Crendon, part of the Cobra Channel, wanting to help out here. We got Captain Kirk Kilman back in studio, keeping us locked in and on the air. Home half of the second inning, no score. Jackson Heights due up here with Buck, Cochran, and Fisher against Parthamer for Centralia. First pitch is a little bit outside, ball one. Jennifer Buck, the right fielder, and a junior batting from the left side for the Cobras. Parthamer's next pitch, about the same spot, this time gets the strike call. It's 1-1. So one ball and one strike here to Buck, no score. Bottom of the second inning. Next pitch again. All three of these have been a little bit outside, two of which have gone the way of Buck. It's 2-1. And Parthamer's 2-1, a swing and a miss. Even Stevens now, two balls and two strikes.
Yeah, I really like the height of that one. That one went just above Buck. I was kind of going to sink lower to the middle, and that's where she swung the bat before it caught the strike.
And a rip down the left field line. Fortunate hits the fence and avoids any contact and staying alive at two balls and at two strikes. Jackson Heights in the first had two quick outs and then back-to-back walks and a couple of pass balls put runners at the corners, but Kalser lined out too short to end that threat. This one's hit to the right side and right over first base, and that's going to be down for our first hit. Chance got to extend it to a double, and Buck is in there awkwardly, but is in there safely. And a leadoff double for Jennifer Buck, and she's in scoring position with nobody out.
Yeah, great double by Jennifer Buck. It just rode the lightning, as I like to say, on that right side. And, you know, thunder, lightning struck, and she's now here out on second base.
Placing it just perfectly. You notice the infield or the corner infield at first and third. They like to play up and really didn't get a whole lot on that, but just stayed inside the line at a perfect spot for a sliding double. And Buck's at second now for Layla Cochran. Another lefty who shows bunt, pulls back, and it's in there for a strike, but it gets away again, and that's the third pass ball by Parthamer. Then the catcher and Schreiner just kicking off the left side of her hip. And now Buck's at third with nobody out. Next one in there for a strike and watching it all the way. And now you got to be careful here with Cochran showing bunt on that last pitch, but now is down 0-2. The runner at third, nobody out. Cobra's trying to strike first. Pitch is high, 1-2. About 60 degrees here at first pitch. Don't really see a cloud in the sky. A little breezy, nothing too crazy, but gorgeous weather here this afternoon. Swing and a miss, strike three, big first out as Parthamer gets her first strikeouts of the afternoon.
Tell you what, both pitchers have battled pretty well against each other. I believe striking each other out here in the game. Cochran, she's just stepping out.
So that brings up Fisher, who takes one low and inside for a ball. Good stab there by the catcher and Schreiner to keep that in front. There is not a lot of room between home plate and the backstop. So if it gets away, could see a close play at the plate if Bucket Third tries to take off for home. One ball, no strikes. Pitch by Parthamer. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-1. So again, Buck led the inning off of the double. Got to third on a pass ball. Layla Cochran struck out for the first out of the inning. Now Fisher's up here at 1-1. No score. Bottom of the second. Parthamer deals. It is high. And it's 2-1. Centralia with the white tops, black pants, green tops, and gray pants for Jackson Heights. Next pitch, low and inside. And just like that, another favorable count for the hitter. It is 3-1. Bryn Shoup, bottom of the order. A sophomore made a nice defensive play in the first, is on deck. Here's a 3-1. It is in there for a strike. And Fisher watching all the way, and it's now full at 3-2.
Yeah, pressure is both on here, both the batter and the pitcher.
Jennifer Buck is at third. One out, full count. And it's low for ball four. It was over the plate, but low. And now runners at the corners. Good at bat there by Fisher. So now runners at the corners, still one out. Here is Brent Shoup.
Jackson Heights, they had two runners left on base. That first thing, they got two runners here in this second one. If you're Jackson Heights, obviously you want to take advantage of this with both your runners on third and first.
Parthamer and another pickle here. And the first pitch to Shoup is swung on and missed for a strike. A little bit of a time to catch up with Samantha Carson, of course, Jackson Heights coach, and was really excited coming into this year with all the players returning and some newcomers as well stepping in. There's a throw down to second base, and it's high, and not sure what the idea there was for Schreiner. Wasn't going to really get the runner at second in Fisher as she steals second base, but Buck is able to score from third on that throw to second. And just like that, it's a 1-0 Cobras lead.
Yeah, throw to second wasn't even really to the second baseman. Someone had to get behind it to make sure it didn't follow farther out into the outfield. Jackson Heights, Jennifer Buck able to get in the first score for Jackson Heights Cobras. Now Shoup who's up at bat. He had a great play to start this game.
Had a great diving, kind of leaning catch in left center field on a fly ball, and now has another favorable count here, 3-1, and Parthamer kind of slamming the ball into her glove, a little frustration here, trying to get out of another pickle, and that one is low and inside, ball four. So a double, a strikeout, and then back-to-back walks. Now I have two runners on, first and second here for Jackson Heights, still only one out, and they have a 1-0 lead. And a foul ball straight back. As we're back to the top of the order with McKinley Mulroy, who popped out to short in her first at-bat. Now has a good opportunity here. Cobras with a 1-0 advantage. Buck scoring after leading off the inning with a double. Parthamer's 0-1 is a swing and a miss. And quickly, 0-2 here to Mulroy. A strikeout would be huge for Parthamer to get that much-needed second out. Got to protect here. Here, Mulroy. Here's the 0-2. Inside called strike three. Great location and a big second out there. Second strikeout now for Parthamer. So it's up to Taylor Bosley, who lined out to left field. That was the kind of a shallow shot to left and a diving effort. Kept it from a base hit, and there's a swing and a miss for strike one. So if you're Parthamer and Centralia, if you only get out of here just with the one allowed, you feel pretty good, considering how erratic it's kind of been here. Parthamer's trying to salvage it. Ground ball, it's snagged right by Parthamer. Could have been a base hit and a run, but a good defensive effort, cat-like reflexes, and there is the final out. So Jackson Heights does able to get on the board. They get one run in on one hit and a couple left on base. We head to the third inning. It's Jackson Heights with a 1-0 lead.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Jackson Heights on the board first with a 1-0 lead here against Centralia. Games today in Wetmore, home opener and season opener for Jackson Heights. Centralia playing in their second series of the season. They swept Jefferson County North on Monday. And here in Wetmore playing against the Jackson Heights Cobras in year number two. One run on one hit in that last inning for Jackson Heights. And the first pitch is swung on by Owen Dieters and into foul territory for strike number one. She was at the plate in the last inning, but the runner in Parthamer was thrown out at second base trying to steal. So Dieters leading things off here in the third. Not much shade in the field of play. It is all sunshine. And that one is roped down the line. This one had a little more line to it, but another foul, and it's 0-2.
You know, I tell that this one early, Owen Dieters and Layla Cochran are battling out a little bit here. So who might win this count?
Dieters, Schreiner, and Cook. Three due up this inning for Centralia. They trail 1-0. This one's ripped right back up the middle into center field, and the Panthers have their first hit thanks to Owen Dieters, and she's on with nobody out here in the third.
Yeah, a batter can typically go up and get two good contact swings, and, you know, even though it's the two strikes, she does not hesitate to rip that third one and get a nice line drive to the middle and get on base for a single.
Well, she felt and looked like she had a good read on Cochran on those first two foul balls, and this time just waited just a skosh longer and able to ride that one to center field for a hit. Ball gets away. It's a foul ball. Dieters took off, but she's going to have to go back. So it's no balls and one strike here to the junior catcher in Larissa Schreiner. And both these teams, super young. Dieters, certainly a veteran. And this is a lot of freshmen and sophomores mixed with juniors for both sides.
Yeah, only senior on Jackson Heights' side being Alex Rollins, a key utility player, credit from Samantha Carson, as she calls her.
And a 1-1, a half-heart swing there, and it's around for a strike, and that ball was high and away outside the strike zone, and it's 1-2. It is the top of the third inning, a 1-0 Jackson Heights lead here, our first softball broadcast on KNZA, and there's a swing and a miss, and Cochran comes back after allowing that first Panthers hit and getting strikeout number five.
Sarah Cochran already making a great debut game for this Jackson Heights Cobra Girls team. She was pitching all last year, and here she comes in already with five strikeouts.
There's a bunt attempt that's fouled straight back by Layla Cook, freshman left fielder for Centralia. Dieters at first with one out. Top of the third, 1-0, Jackson Heights in front.
I almost thought Kouser might have cut that ball off the foul. It just kind of jumped a little bit.
And Kouser picks it up on another bunt attempt and gets the out at first. I was wondering if she was going to maybe let that go. It looked like the spin maybe was going to let it go foul. She picked it up quickly, fired to first, so there's two outs. Dieter goes to second. But now that takes us to the bottom of the order here with Becker, a freshman. This is Milena Becker. And it's popped up here, and it's going to be caught by the pitcher in Cochran. So a leadoff single ends up doing no harm as Jackson Heights getting out of that one here in the third. We head to the home half of inning number three, Jackson Heights 1 and Centralia nothing.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at wilsontireks.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
Kansas Land Radio.
So far, a good one here in our first broadcast as Centralia and Jackson Heights softball here in Wetmore. Cobras 1, Panthers nothing. Lone run by Jennifer Buck, scoring from third on a stolen base attempt where the catcher threw it down to second base, and it was a double steal that ultimately led to the first run and lone run so far in the game. It's the top of the order here, or correction, I beg your pardon, 3, 4, and 5, as Keo leads things off here, batting from the right side for Jackson Heights. Partham Earth, an 0-1 count, first pitch, a little in-out swing, and it's just a little pop-up to Gibbs at short, makes the easy play for out number one.
Yeah, a good objective here for this Centralia team in this inning is to not allow so many runners to get on base. This Cobra team, they've left two on base the last couple of innings, and really you don't want that because one error, one accident, you can have all those people swoop in and make some plays of the play. That's what helped Jackson Heights get their first point.
There's a swing and a miss to number four in the order. That's Maddie Bacon, who walked in her first at-bat. You mentioned batters being left on base. Cobras have left four on base total here in their first two at-bats and yet only have a 1-0 lead. There's a ground ball left side, playable at third. Good defensive effort. Easy throw across the diamond. Nicely done by Hayden Kramer. And there's two up and two down.
Infield already kind of helping relieve some of that stress off of Parthamer. She's kind of, you know, not really struggling, but she's just kind of having to find the rhythm. Now the infield is kind of helping out this inning with the two outs, the pop-up, and then the line and throw to first.
Yeah, nice little bounce-back inning for Parthamer after, again, having kind of jam out of a couple pickles in the first two, and chance to go three up, three down here. The lefty and Cowserts, who lined out to short in her first at-bat, steps in. Now grounds one to short. Diving effort by Gibbs, but she can't field it cleanly enough to get the play at first. So that should go down as a base hit. It was a beautiful defensive effort. By the time that Gibbs was able to get up, Cowsert was already at first base.
Yeah, that one would have really been a hard play to make. The ball near the second plate, almost strike center field.
Here's Jennifer Buck, who has scored the lone run of the game on a double steal. And she's up here with a runner at first and two down. Bottom of the third, 1-0 our score. And a high fly ball, but playable in the dirt. And again, Gibbs, the shortstop, makes the catch. So that's two-out single, does no harm, and we're cruising along here. We head to the fourth inning of play. It's a 1-0 Jackson Heights lead.
Great inning from Tava Gibbs, the freshman, from the infield.
Yeah, good defense really for both. We've only seen one error between the two teams. But we'll step aside, and again, to inning number four we go right after this.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call Agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, we head to the fourth inning, our first softball broadcast here. Jackson Heights hosting Centralia in Wetmore. Brandon Crinden, Kurt all with you. Cobras with a 1-0 lead. No runs, just one hit for Centralia. One run and two hits for Jackson Heights. As Cochran is back inside the circle, throwing a pitch outside the zone to the number one hitter in the Panthers order. That is Tava Gibbs. And a 1-0 outside. 2-0. The one thing that kind of stands out, besides the one run, Jackson Heights, they have left five on base in the first three innings. And yet, only holding a 1-0 lead. There's a swing and a miss on an off-speed 0-2. Gibbs swinging away there. So Gibbs, Kramer, and Haverkamp, top three in the order for the 2-0 undefeated Centralia Panthers here in 2024. There's a fun attempt that is foul. And it's 2-2.
Right now, the stress right now is considerably on the batter. You know, mentioned the 2-2 count as it is laid out Cochran. She kind of has one to work with. If you want to put it, there she aimed for the outside of the hitter's box, but now putting that count up to a 3-2. So pressure's on both.
Panthers trailing 1-0. Getting a quick confirmation here from So there's an issue here with the lineup for Centralia. Now the umpire is coming in. So I had mentioned Gibbs, who we thought it should have been, but right now it's Kramer who's actually up. So we're getting some confirmation here. So some early lineup.
I think things are all figured out now.
And okay.
Looks like play will be continued here.
Yep, so no harm, no foul. So beg your pardon, this is Hayden Kramer who is up. So Kramer has a full count here, top of the fourth. Panthers trailing Jackson Heights 1-0. And a swing and a miss on a pitch that was outside. A beautiful velocity there and a big first out. And that is now six strikeouts for Cochran.
We'll say that little time that we had, that kind of sat a little long for Kramer there. You know, she was on the 3-2 count. Layla Cochran just came in and just threw one straight down, and I was really able to get her.
Five of the six strikeouts have been swings and misses. She had one strikeout that was looking. But now Haverkamp steps in, who was a strikeout victim in the first, batting here in the fourth, her team trailing 1-0 with nobody on and one out. So Cochran is cruising here to the first three and change. Off speeds outside, it's 1-1. The one hit was for Centralia's Owen Dieters back in the third. A single to center. Didn't get past second base. There's a swing and a miss. It's now one ball and two strikes.
Plan to work with here for Layla Cochran. You know, three balls until you walk the batter. So I expect kind of work around the batter's box, force a swing.
Haverkamp open on her stance. Now just gets it off the end of the bat. Right back to Cochran inside the circle. Makes the easy play to first. And following a strikeout, they get an easy ground out, and there's two down.
Layla Cochran not only doing the action, whether it be by pitching, but she's now gotten two outs just from, you know, whether I think it was the pop out and then now the line pick up and the throw to first.
So two up, two down once again. And a chance for another three up, three down frame. It's Tatum Kramer, center fielder. Struck out in her first at bat. Takes one low for ball one. We'll be in Troy on Monday for our first baseball broadcast. That'll be Troy and Jefferson County North. So we are just getting off and running for the spring sports seasons, and now there's another one that's fouled away. Cars beware behind us. That's the one thing about baseball and softball. I am smart enough to make sure I park in a spot where I know a foul ball is very unlikely to get to my car.
Yeah, I was at the Hiawatha Jamboree on Tuesday, and I watched one belt straight into a car window.
Oh boy.
Thankfully, it didn't break it, but the car was definitely making some noise after that.
Certainly my luck, the window would shatter if it was my automobile. But nonetheless, back to it. Now, three balls and one strike. Kramer taking one outside there and a chance for a two-out walk if she can get a good eye here. And does take it low and inside. And the Panthers get another base runner here with two outs. So after a strikeout and a ground out, a two-out walk to Kramer brings up Heinen. A chance to keep the line moving. We're in the top of the fourth inning here in Wetmore. Jackson Heights hosting. Cobras have a 1-0 lead. And a pop-up. This is playable. Oh, and there's confusion, but still caught between Cochran and the catcher, Kalserts. It was right between the mound and home plate, a pop-out. I didn't even see who caught that. I think Kalserts. Okay, the catcher makes the catch. So, nonetheless, a little confusion there, but no harm, no foul. So a two-out walk does no harm for Jackson Heights. Cochran continues to roll, and we head to the bottom of the fourth inning with Jackson Heights leading 1-0.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton, our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Houlton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Houlton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Kansaland Radio.
Jackson Heights leading Centralia 1-0. Our first softball broadcast here on KNZA. Brandon Crendon and Kurt with you. And the first pitch by Parthamer for Centralia is outside for ball one. Bottom third of the order here for Jackson Heights, Cochran, Fisher, and Shoup. The Cobras again leading 1-0 in the bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, so far no pitcher has hit off one another. Layla Cochran going in Parthamer here now up at bat.
Both pitchers have been pretty solid here. And the next one is a little bit high, 3-0. So Cochran, who struck out in her first at-bat, has the friendliest count of them all, 3-0. See what she does here. And takes a strike on the inside corner, and it's 3-1. So not quite the friendliest, but still a friendly count in your favor.
Just, you know, look for something you like on this next one.
And the next one, low ball four. So a leadoff walk. Puts Cochran at first. And that brings up a freshman right fielder, Tegan Fisher. A 1-0 Jackson Heights lead. Shows bunt. Puts it down, but foul. And it's 0-1. In the lone run back in the second inning on a double steal where Buck scored from third. Trying to get the out at second, but by the time they could even attempt to throw it back to home, Buck had already had scored. And that is where we stand so far. Another bunt attempt and just a piece for another strike, and it's 0-2. Now she's got to be careful.
Yeah, he won't be able to bunt here on this next one, so it's going to have to rip.
And swinging at a pitch, low and inside, and they'll try to get the out at second. They can't do so, and everybody's going to be safe.
Yeah, catcher dropped the strike on the third one. So, you know, great. Okay, no, I'm sorry. They're gonna call her.
Oh, okay.
Out. Jennifer Buck will be.
Okay, so that is a strikeout. So there is one out. Because the runner was still technically at first base, but Cochran does get to second base. And the first pitch to Shoup is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. So a base hit could double up the lead here for Jackson Heights. As Shoup reached on a walk in her first at bat and hits it towards center field, and it's going to drop. It's still inside the dirt, and they're going to hold the runner at third. Interesting call that they hold Cochran at third base. Just kind of a light single that didn't get out of the infield. Shoup is on, putting runners at the corners.
I feel like that distance from the center fielder to home plate would have been enough to allow that third baseman to slide home at least. I mean, it would have been definitely close, but I think that one favored the runner.
Yeah, now you get to the top of the order with Mulroy, who is 0-2, pop out and a strikeout. But now has runners at the corners with just one out here in the bottom of the fourth. And a swing and a miss, and the runner's going to take second. That is Shoup without a throw. So now Cochran at third. You have Shoup at second with an 0-1 count here on McKinley Mulroy. With a 1-0 Jackson Heights lead, but can add to it. There's a pitch that's in there for a strike, watching all the way, and it's 0-2. Parthamer has gotten out of some jams here in this game so far and is going to have to do it again. Here's an 0-2. Ground ball left side, interesting play, and they'll take the out at first, and a run is in. And now a chance for an out at third, and they say she's safe. So they go from point A to point B, back to third. An out is recorded, but a run is in. So an RBI for Mulroy makes it 2-0. Cochran scores, and Shoup ends up being safe at third. So now two outs, and here's a pop-up to the right side, foul territory, and it drops. So an RBI for Mulroy. Doubles up this Jackson Heights lead 2-0. You still have Shoup at third with an 0-1 count here on Bosley.
Yeah, Jackson Heights, they've already done what they needed to do this inning, which is not leave another two runners on base, at least get one home, and they have a chance to drop another one with Shoup on third, close at bat.
This one is hit well towards left field. It's not played right by the left fielder, and it's off the top of the glove. It was misplayed by Cook. It's 3-0, and Bosley's going to round second. She'll stand her way into third base with an RBI triple. And a 3-0 Jackson Heights lead.
Yeah, you can see the crowd excitement here. We've had a double earlier on the game, and now a triple here hit by Bosley. You know, just a great hit and a great eye look.
First hit of the season for Bosley, and it was misplayed a little bit by the left fielder in Cook. She was playing a little bit up. And I don't know, again, the sun could certainly be a factor out there. But just misplayed, and a triple and an RBI, and two have scored in the inning. And a chance for another one. And a ground ball foul. This is Keough. And she's quickly down 0-2 with that runner at third. So Parthamer trying to get out with just the two allowed here. Cochran started the inning, led off with a walk, then a strikeout, and then a single. Now this one's hit well to right field, but playing it perfectly is Becker in right field to make the catch and record the out. But the big hit, adding to the lead, an RBI triple by Taylor Bosley. We head to the fifth inning. It's the Cobras leading the Panthers 3-0.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646. And we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Holton Community Hospital is proud to offer pulmonary rehabilitation, a service designed for those experiencing chronic lung conditions. The HCH program offers monitored exercise, medication education including oxygen therapy, diet and nutritional information, plus techniques and strategy to manage lung conditions and improve your breathing. Talk to your doctor to find out if pulmonary rehab is right for you, as your insurance may pay for all or part of this therapy. Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine. Personalized care close to home. Online at Holton Hospital.
KNZA.
Jackson Heights adding to their lead. Couple of runs, two hits. They left one on in the bottom of the fourth inning. 3-0 their lead over Centralia as we start the fifth inning here. Our first broadcast of the softball season here on KNZA. Cochran's been sensational inside the circle so far, and throws the first pitch strike to Tessa Parthamer.
Mr. Jackson Heights had two hits in the last inning they got. And total on the game for it, Centralia, they're only sitting at one hit. Really, the at-bat's going to come into play here, as there's only a couple more innings left in this game. We finished in the seventh, so it's, you know, Centralia's got to start getting some good quality hits.
Parthamer is swinging a miss on a pitch that was low, so now it's quickly 0-2. And this one's hit well, an 0-2 pitch to left field, and coming in and misplaying it is the left fielder in Fisher. And Parthamer's around second, heading to third, and she is in there. Yeah, well, leadoff triple.
We kind of love that play to a little bit happen. Yes, was there a mistake out in the outfield? Jackson covers on Fisher's end. Yes, but Shoup should have kind of read that and got behind the left fielder and been prepared for that drop. And it would probably maybe prevented the third, or the triple at least, but regardless, a great play on Centralia.
Well, we're not out there, but you kind of see where the sun is up and to our right. You would have to imagine that the sun is playing with the visual effects with the outfield, especially a ball that was hit that well. So Parthamer, leadoff triple at third base with nobody out. Panthers trying to get their first run of the game. Good player to have up. It's Owen Dieter. She'll slow one to the right side, and nobody is covering first. Play at the plate, not in time. Perfect scenario there for Centralia. No out recorded, and they're on the board.
Yeah, it was not a forced at-home play. Kelser would have had to tag up the runner. Was not able to do so. Centralia, they're able to collect their first points of the game. Now 3-1. Jackson still favored by two.
So we're in the top of the fifth. Panthers on the board. Dieters has reached twice in her two at-bats. This time driving in a run. Miscommunication on that play on the slow roller to the right side. Mulroy fielded, but Keough at first thought maybe I was going to record it. Now a foul ball as it's Schreiner who's up with, again, an opportunity to rally something together here. Centralia still down two, but they're on the board trailing 3-1. An RBI by Dieters. He's at first. And this one hit to the left side. Playable for the third baseman in foul territory. And a big first out recorded. And the catch made by Bacon.
Great play by Bacon. Just, you know, going to that foul territory, locating with the glove, and capturing it out here for Jackson Heights.
So the first out on the top of the fifth inning. Runner at first. One down now for Cook. And Cook takes a strike, and now a throw down to first gets away and rolls into right field. And Dieters is going to get to second base with pretty much ease there.
Yeah, you just see a pitcher sometimes trying to get a pick the plate. That time Kalker was trying to throw it to first. It just went right by Keough, as I said, ride the lightning on that right side line and allowed to try to move up a player to second base.
So a base hit could get it to one. If Cook can come through, she's 0 for 1 and tried to bunt her way on in her first at bat, but was unsuccessful doing so. She's got a one ball, one strike count with one out. Dieters at second base. Cobras with a 3-1 lead. And there's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. So we got a good one here in our first of the season. Both pitchers have been solid. Cochran's been really, really good. She's got six strikeouts here working into the fifth inning, and there is strikeout number seven, a swing and a miss right on cue, and Cook is down for out number two.
Oh, We were offered a souvenir for a second there.
Someone tried to take us the foul ball. That's okay. Appreciate the effort. And a ground ball foul. As we're back to the top of the order with Gibbs, who is 0 for 2. A 3-1 Jackson Heights lead. Top of the fifth. Dieters, the runner at second, with two down. And the count 0-1 on Gibbs, who is lined out to center and has popped out to first and now hits it to the left side, but foul. And she needs to protect here. It's 0-2.
Layla Cochran so far on the night, you know, you mentioned the seven strikeouts, a couple good plays when the ball gets knocked up. And right here, she's got a very favorable position with the batter. You know, two outs so far with Centrelli and has the batter on the 0-2.
And the 0-2 foul to the right side, staying alive for Gibbs, just getting a piece. But a leadoff triple led to the first run for Centrelia. Dieters with the RBI. She's at second base with an 0-2 count here. And a swing and a miss. Eight strikeouts for Cochran and gets out of a jam with just one run allowed. So we head to the home half of the fifth inning. It's Jackson Heights leading Centralia 3-1.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone. So it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. Which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, or Don Fate in Holton for a free insurance review.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future. All while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Kansaland Radio.
First softball broadcast of the season here on KNZA, and a good one so far. Jackson Heights hosting Centralia. Cobras coming up here. In the bottom of the fifth inning, leading the Panthers 3-1. Brandon Crendon, Kurt, all with you here. Appreciate everyone hanging with us. All of our great sponsors and sports boosters all through the high school sports seasons. But we're on to spring now, and glad to be a part of your Thursday mid-afternoon.
Talk about the at-bat of the night here for the Jackson Heights Cobra girls. They've left here six runners on base and four hits so far this game as they enter the fifth inning.
And a swing and a miss by Maddie Bacon. And quickly she is down 0-2 to the freshman Tessa Parthamer. Both pitchers have gone the whole way so far. Parthamer has had to work a little bit harder and has given up a couple more runs, but has gotten big outs when needed. Next pitch low, it's 1-2.
I can imagine Jackson Heights probably sticks the distance with Layla Cochran throughout the game. You know, a team that only has, I think, about 13 girls on the roster. Centralia / Frankfurt, they got some girls to spare, so I can imagine a closer coming out maybe.
Well, they'll say umpiring is an easy job because that's a swing and a foul that went right back off the face mask of the blue. Popped his helmet right off, or his mask, I should say, but perfectly fine. He's good to go. Another 1-2 pitch coming up. And a foul tip, but it's caught by the catcher for the out, and it's a strikeout for Parthamer to lead off the bottom of the fifth. And Bacon now 0 for 2 on the day.
Yeah, it's important for the freshman Parthamer to keep rhythm here, especially at the bottom of this fifth inning, keep things going for Centralia.
Here's Kalsert, who steps in, hits one to the left side, shallow left field, and it drops in for a hit and spins away. Takes a long turn at first and will hold with a one-out single.
Yeah, nice blooper on the left field. You saw something kind of similar to that earlier, but Cook was able to come make a diving effort. That one a little more to the left side and out, and a good base hit for Jackson Heights Cobras.
A lot of spin on that ball, kicked away from the left fielder in Cook, and could have been two, but she holds back. And now Kalsert now 2 for 3 with a couple of singles, and that brings up Jennifer Buck. That
Fastball is high, gets away from the catcher in Schreiner, and no throw to second. And now Couser's in scoring position with one out.
I believe that's the third steal of the game, the first to second base off of a passed ball here from Schreiner. Jackson Heights doing a great job with first baseman, coach over there, and head coach Samantha Carson telling her players to take off running.
Pitch that's low and outside. A little hesitation by Couser at second base. Did not go. And the count in favor of Buck here at 2-0. Buck led off the second inning with a double and came around to score the first run of the game. And takes a strike here. It's 2-1. Has an RBI chance. She's 1-for-2 on the day with a run scored. Shows bunt. Pulls back. It's in there for a strike, and it's 2-2.
Yeah, back-to-back straight heaters kind of down the middle. Definitely got some good looks.
Felt like Parthamer's done a really good job on the outside corners, especially against the lefties, which Jackson Heights has multiple lefties in the lineup. There's a strike 3, and again, right about that outside corner and a big second out. And 2 strikeouts here in the inning for Parthamer.
Yeah, I kind of mentioned Parthamer's got to kind of get things going here in 3 straight. Well, like I mentioned, heaters down the middle. That's a great way to keep things going.
So Couser still at second base, now 2 outs. Cobra's lead is 3-1. And the first pitch to Cochran is high for ball number 1. A strikeout, a walk, and a run scored. Cochran scored on the RBI ground out by Mulroy in the last inning. And the count now 2-0. We're getting a little bit of shade now, kind of where we're standing here behind home plate, but the field is 90% sun. We're the only spots that are shaded. A rifle down the left side. Boy, I tell you what, these batters are playing a tough game, those on deck, because that was a line drive that nearly caught Fisher, who was waiting on deck. You heard a little ooh from the crowd. Next pitch is low, and here's a play at third base. Stolen base is not going to be there. Picked out at third. Couser tried to steal and was gunned down by Schreiner. Good tag by Hayden Kramer for the third out. So, can't get the runner home, but nonetheless, we head to the sixth. The good one here, Jackson Heights leading Centralia 3-1.
Hello. I'm Nils Bergston from Bergston Insurance in Holton. I understand the importance of finding the right insurance. As a local guy who owns my own home, farm, and business, I've been in your shoes. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, Medicare supplemental, or simply to compare coverage for your lifestyle, we're here for you. Count on us, a name you can trust, to provide the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Contact me today at 785-364-3771 for personalized insurance solutions.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, we head to the sixth inning here. First softball broadcast of the season on KNZA. Brandon Tamman with you. Crittenden Prophets with the Cobra Channel. Hanging with us today in Wetmore is Cobras in their season opener here at home, trying to get win number 1, and they have a 3-1 lead on Centralia, who came in after a couple of wins against Jefferson County North on Monday. So the Panthers at 2-0. And a little bit of trouble here down to their final 2 at-bats, trailing 3-1 against Cochran, who has pitched very, very well today with 8 strikeouts. And for Centralia, it'll be 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Hayden Kramer leading off and fouling straight back against Cochran for strike 1. And Kramer's 0-for-2 with 2 of those 8 strikeouts. So big opportunity for Cochran to go the distance. Trying to hold a 2-run lead here late. Kramer shows bunt, puts it down pretty nicely. Third base, going to be a tough play, and it's not in time. It's going to be a bunt single for Kramer, and the Panthers have their leadoff man on here in the sixth.
correct me if I'm wrong, but that's the first successful bunt here of the night. A good single here from Kramer.
So Kramer is on. It was beautifully placed down the third base line. It was fielded finally by Bacon, but in just not a lot of distance between home and first, and the speed for Kramer getting to first in time. There's a foul ball to Josie Haverkamp, who is 0-for-2 with a ground out and a strikeout. She represents the tying run here in the sixth. Bats from the right side, open on her stance. Runner at first, nobody out. Ground ball left side, Bacon at third to second for one, and it hits off the helmet. And it caroms out into right center field, and a run is going to score for Centralia. The throw to second base goes straight off the helmet of Kramer and ricocheted into right center field, and it took a second for the Jackson Heights defenders to see where it was going, and now a meeting on the hill.
Yeah, Jackson Heights kind of letting that one go. And the most unfortunate thing about that is not necessarily that the misplay, it's that no one was really prepared to pick that ball up and will do anything with it. But, you know, thankfully Jackson Heights was only able to kind of, you know, if you're the Cobras, you were only able to give away 1 point there. So now there's only a 1 point lead, 3-2. Still a pretty low scoring game. And it's really anyone's here with the two innings left. It's anyone's ball game.
Well, glad we have a good one brewing early. That's the first meeting on the hill. Cochran now, we had mentioned prior to the start of the inning, just kind of cruising along here. But now, Panthers have the tying run at second base with nobody out. And we're getting a courtesy runner, our first sub. This will be Marissa Broxterman, who is going to run for Haverkamp at second base. So Broxterman, the runner at second now, courtesy Stiles, and that brings up dangerous hitter, Tatum Kramer. Pops this one foul to the right side, fans beware. And someone going home with a game ball. Actually, I take that back. They usually have to give them back.
You always got to love all the little kids, one screwed right in front of us, just like, where'd it go?
Yeah, first one there. No balls and one strike here to Kramer. She is 0-for-1 with a walk. Base hit could tie the game here in the sixth. Pops this one up, playable for the catcher, and an easy out. So a much-needed first out for Jackson Heights, and a pop-out to the catcher retires Kramer, and that brings up Heinen. So big first out. Runner at second is Broxterman, the courtesy runner for Josie Haverkamp, who drove in a run with the fielder's choice. Cochran's pitch hit well left field, and coming in on it to make the catch is Fisher in left field, played it well, and there is quickly two up and two down back-to-back.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Bryn Shoup. She kind of got behind Fisher that time to make sure that if there was a drop, she would have been there to collect it.
So after a butt single and a fielder's choice that led to a run by Centralia, a pop-out and a fly-out, Cochran getting back-to-back outs, and a chance to get out of the inning with her team still in front. 3-2, Jackson Heights over Centralia. Good one here in the sixth. There's a foul ball, and it's up to the Panthers pitcher in Tessa Parthamer, who reached on an error in her first at-bat and then also tripled and scored back in the fifth. Has a runner at second, shows bunt, pulls back, and takes one in there for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2.
Layla Cochran is playing to work with. You saw the last time she had playing to work with, she was able to get the 0-3 and retire the batter, so we'll see what she can do this time.
Trying to hold a 3-2 lead, and a swing and a miss. 9 strikeouts for Cochran. Panthers put something together, but Jackson Heights remains in front. As we head to the bottom of the sixth, the good one here in broadcast number one, it's Jackson Heights 3 and Centralia 2 here on KNZA.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Dennis from State Bank is proud to be a sports club booster. We appreciate all of the athletes, coaches, and families for the time and commitment they make preparing for and playing in the games they love. And speaking of commitment, that's what Dennis from State Bank promises to its customers. A commitment to great service, competitive pricing, and convenient access. Join the winning team at Dennis from State Bank in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka. And online at dsbks.com. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
First softball broadcast of the season here on KNZA. Great weather, Jackson Heights, Centralia, and a good one here. And broadcast number one, we're in the bottom of the sixth. Jackson Heights up to bat, leading Centralia 3-2. And it's the bottom third of the order with Cochran in from the left side against Parthamer, who's gone the distance so far, and quickly Cochran the advantage at 2-0. And that 2-0 pitch on the way, just missing 3-0. I think Parthamer surprised that wasn't a strike. And now the most favorable of hitters counts at 3-0. That one catching the outside corner, now 3-1. So Cochran, who has also pitched very well for Jackson Heights, she has struck out and has walked and scored. And this one, and then rips one here on a 3-1 count to left field. And she'll take a long turn at first, and she'll hold there. Good job by the left fielder and Cook to get it in quickly. So it's a leadoff single, and Cochran's at first with nobody out.
Yeah, so going back here, it was the top of the sixth. Retiring the last batter was Layla Cochran against Parthamer, and there getting the hit, Layla Cochran on Parthamer to start the bottom of the sixth, and now a single here.
Oh, Parthamer with a pitch high and inside, and now a little bit of hesitation at first, but just sliding back in time. That was a clean throw to first. That could have been an out. But nonetheless, Cochran back safely on the throw down the first base side. Count one ball and no strikes here on Hagen Fisher, who is 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout. Bats on the right side, takes one low and inside, gets away from the catcher, and that's going to get Cochran up to second base without a throw.
That's the fourth steal of the game from first to second, where the catcher unfortunately passed balls and well, drops it.
So Parthamer now with the runner at second base and nobody out. Panthers trying to stay within one, and it's lined right back to Parthamer, and a chance for a double play, and they can't get it at second. It popped out of the glove, I believe, Peters, who is covering, so it's a line out for out one. But Cochran is able to get back safely to avoid the double play.
That's one of the best plays you can make as a pitcher, is to be able to just stand there like a stationary brick wall and just catch it right there, right in front of you with no reaction.
So Shoop is now up. And I think we're going to get a courtesy runner here for Jackson Heights down at second base. It is Mellenbrook, the freshman. That's our second courtesy runner of the game. Each team has used one so far. So Mellenbrook, the runner at second base with one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Jackson Heights leading 3-2. A good first game in our first broadcast here of 2024. Fastball inside, and it's 2-0. Or correction, one ball and no strikes. Panthers came in 2-0, swept JCN on Monday. Jackson Heights, this is their season and home openers. Foul ball there, one ball and one strike here on Shoop. He singled and scored in the fourth, also had a stolen base in there, and walked in her first at bat in the second. Here's a 1-1. Pop up to the left side, should say, and it's caught by the third baseman and Kramer for out number two. Pretty easy play there for Kramer, and now in the courtesy runner at second base holding there now with two outs. And it's up to the top of the order in Mulroy. Mulroy is 0 for 3, but is driven in a run with a ground out. And takes one in there, inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Popped out to short in her first at bat. She struck out in her second at bat, then grounded out to third in the fourth, but that brought in a run. Jackson Heights scored one in the second and two in the fourth, and there's a swing and a miss, and it's quickly 0-2. And Centralia have gotten their two runs, one apiece in the fifth and the sixth innings. So a 3-2 Cobras lead here in the bottom of the sixth. 0-2 is low, gets away, potential play down at third, tag not in time. Throw is a little low and away, but Mellenbrook, the courtesy runner, now at third base.
Yeah, I know there's two outs here for Jackson Heights, but still a good chance to bring a runner in home before the inning finishes up here in the sixth.
Wow, how huge would it be? And that one is inside, nearly grazed Mulroy. But it's now two balls and two strikes. A base hit would double up this lead to 4-2. How huge would that be going into what would be potentially the Panthers' final at bat? As Parthamer tries to get out of it, still a one-run game, and a swing and a miss at a high fastball. It was out of the zone. Mulroy went chasing, and down she goes for a second time via the strikeout. So we head to the seventh inning. One final time here for Centralia. They need one to keep it alive. A 3-2 Jackson Heights lead.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Onler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
KNZA.
All right, to the seventh we go. Jackson Heights trying to open the season with a close victory here against Centralia. First pitch swinging. This one is belted, and it's going to be extra bases here to lead things off for the Panthers and Owen Dieters. She rounds second. This one hits the fence at 273. It's going to be an inside-the-park home run. And just like that, one pitch, we're tied at three.
What a way to start the inning here. Owen Dieters, as you mentioned, she's got kind of the most experience here on this team throughout her years, and she comes in and absolutely knocks one all the way to the far fence, 273 on the left side.
We're playing on a baseball field. This ain't the normal size softball. That would have been well gone. This was a normal softball field, and now this pitch is swung on, hits the left center field, and it drops in for a hit. So an inside-the-park home run followed by a single by the catcher, Larissa Schreiner. And just like that, the Panthers in business with now the go-ahead runner at first with nobody out.
Yeah, it could have been the closer inning in the top of the seventh here for Jackson Cobras. They had the one-point lead, 3-2, game tied 3-all now. And it just seems that Centralia, well, these Panthers, they found a rhythm.
An inside-the-park home run for Owen Dieters to lead off the inning, ties it at 3. The second batter reaching via a single, and what looks like we're going to have a courtesy runner because Schreiner's the catcher. Check to see who that is. And we got a pitch hitter as well. This is Morgan Allen, who is going to pitch hit here for Cook. So Alan Wrighty batting for the first time in a crucial spot with the runner at first. Haug is the courtesy runner at first. So they switch both out here. Dustin Trillia at a crucial point in the game. Next pitch by Cochran is high, and it's two balls and no strikes.
So it's been a great six innings here for Cochran, but now coming into the seventh one, it seems like it's starting to become a little bit of a battle here.
A 3-3 tie in the seventh as Allen takes one for a strike. It's now 2-1. It was a 3-2 Jackson Heights lead coming into it, and then one pitch, and Peters tied the game with an inside-the-park home run. Again, this is not the normal size softball field that these girls are used to playing on. This is a baseball field where it's 273 down the line and nearly 280 to center. And Dieter shot down the left field line, got all the way to the fence. And there was no chance for the left fielder to make a play on it. Two balls and two strikes here to Morgan Allen. Takes one low and inside. 3-2. So the Panthers have tied the game. There is nobody out. A runner at first. Top of the seventh. And Allen facing a 3-2 count. Plays up and on the right side of the box. And it's ball four. And inside the park home run, a single and a walk for the first three batters here in the Centralia seventh. And it's a 3-3 tie. The go-ahead run is at second base, as it'll be the top of the order with Gibbs.
What's dangerous right now is that there's no outs right now in this inning for Jackson Heights, and there's two runners on base for Centralia. They've been looking for this inning the entire night, and what better inning for that all to come in the last one.
Centralia trying to move to 3-0, and this one's ripped, and that's going to be potentially extra bases, and it's going to bring in at least one. And it's a 4-3 Centralia lead. They hold it to a single, and getting to second base on the throw away from second is Gibbs. It'll be a single and an RBI to right field, and just like that, Panthers in front 4-3.
Things are kind of becoming more Tetris waters here for Jackson Heights, because now he got to play in that bottom of the seventh inning. He had an option maybe not to, but now giving up here in just this inning alone, two runs.
Three hits and a walk, and there's a throw to third. That's a good stop by Bacon at third to keep it from going into left field. So right now the Panthers have their first lead of the game at 4-3, still batting with nobody out in the seventh with runners at second and third. Next pitch high, ducking out of the way is Hayden Kramer, who is 1-for-3, a bunt single and a run scored. Morgan Allen is the runner at third, walked in a pitch hit appearance. Next pitch in there for a strike. Two balls and one strike here to Kramer.
That's kind of important right now. If Layla Cochran wants to kind of survive this inning for the Jackson Heights Cobra Girls, to getting back into rhythm. You know, she's just a sophomore out there, so she's a little shaken up. I mean, you just gave up two runs. You got a runner on third and second, runner up here.
And puts a beautiful bunt down the third base line, and now a little pickle here between second, or I should say third and home. Chance for Jackson Heights to get an out, and a big one, and they do. And now you have a runner caught between first and second. Chance for a double play. Did they get the double play? I was looking for the ump to make the call. I'm not sure what's happening here. There's only one out there. So they get the out at home. And I think they're going to say this is a double play. Well, there was one out before this happened, so if there's two outs here, then that'll end the inning. Boy, it looked like they got the, boy, that was a bizarre play. It was a bunt down the third base line. You had Allen at third, who got caught in the middle between home and third, right about where Bacon picked up that ball, and then they ultimately get her tagged down at third. Then you had Kramer rounding deeply from first to second. They throw back to first. And they are going to call
I believe she is down, but we're at two outs now on the inning.
Okay, so those are the first two, beg your pardon. I was thinking there was an out there before that. It was not. So there is two outs now. It is a double play, essentially. And now just the runner at third base. And brings up here again Haverkamp. Swing and a miss at the first pitch.
Yeah, Jackson Heights really just reached the best case scenario right there with that double play. And it kind of relieves a little bit of stress off Layla Cochran here, but still, runner on third. It's best to get out of this inning to 4-3.
Pitch in there for a strike, 1-1. So, again, a much-needed bizarre double play and a chance to get out of this inning with the team only down one when it looked like it could have been a big inning here for Centralia, but still got to get out of it. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. The inning got started with a inside-the-park home run by Owen Dieters. Then an RBI single by Gibbs gave Centralia the 4-3 lead here in the seventh. Runner at third, two down, a 1-2. Hit well down the left field line. This seems to be playable, and it is. Gets by the left fielder in Fisher, and this is extra bases for Haverkamp. Play at third, not in time, and it's an RBI triple. Haverkamp comes through and gets the run home to make it 5-3.
Yeah, pressure here is really on Jackson Heights. They came in this inning 3-2. They've allowed three runs so far. Well, the triple and, then of course, also the infield home run to start it from Dieters. A very well put together inning for the Centralia team. It's almost like a perfect puzzle, and really the last missing piece is the bottom of the seventh where you're going to have to close out against Jackson Heights.
What an inning for the Panthers. Cochran had been cruising along. And one big inning, and the Panthers now have a much-needed extra insurance run on the RBI triple by Josie Haverkamp, who's driven in two today. It is 5-3 Centralia in the top of the seventh, runner at third, two down. 0-1 count here on a Tatum Kramer. Now 0-2 is she frustrated with herself. A swing and a miss there. Three big runs in the seventh for Centralia. Pop up here, playable. Catcher's got it to make the play and the out. And Kausert does it, but not after the damage was done by Centralia. It all got started with a inside-the-park home run by Owen Dieters. Also RBIs in the inning from Gibbs and Haverkamp. And now Cobras need to score two. Keep it alive. We head to the bottom of the seventh. 5-3 Centralia here on KNZA.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Farmers State Bank has a new product called the First Time Home Buyers Savings Account.
That's Ryan Befford, mortgage loan officer at Farmers State Bank.
The Kansas legislature recently passed a bill called the First Time Home Buyers Savings Account Act, which allows first time home buyers to open a savings account that offers tax incentives and also save for the purchase or new construction. If you're interested, just reach out to us at the bank.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Taylor Bosley leading off here for Jackson Heights in the home seventh, and a final opportunity now for Jackson Heights. They had led all game until the seventh. Panthers were down 3-2 with one at bat left, and they played it three on four hits and now have a 5-3 lead as Jackson Heights needing two here to keep this game alive. 2, 3, and 4 in the order. Off-speed pitch by Parthamer is high. And for Bosley, one ball and one strike, who is tripled and driven in a run. Also has a line out and a ground out. She's 1-for-3. So now crunch time for the Cobras. 1-1 is low, makes it two balls and one strike.
Centralia had one run, or correction, had two runs on four hits through the first six innings. They played three on four hits in the seventh alone. All got started with the inside-the-park home run by Owen Dieters. Gibbs and Haverkamp also with RBIs, and a 2-1, excuse me, swung on and missed by Bosley. And it's now two balls and two strikes. Bottom of the seventh, Centralia trying to move to 3-0. This is the first game of the year for Jackson Heights. But need to rally here in the seventh. And this one's hit up the middle, but playable for Dieters at second. Has time and gets the speedy Bosley in time for the first out. So one up and one down. Natalia Keough now steps in. Needs to get something going here. Panthers two outs away from stealing this one in game one. Trailed all game. Score three in the seventh, then lead it by two. And Keough rips it back up the middle, and that's a good start for Jackson Heights with a one-out single. Boy, that was inches from Parthamer. And that was struck well, and Keough's on for a second time. She has walked and now reached via a single. So here's Maddie Bacon with Keough at first and one out. Bacon represents the tying run. Takes one high, it's 1-0.
Jackson Heights right now, obviously, I think the key right now is patience, looking for the sweet spot to hit. You're only down by two here.
Next one, low and inside, 2-0. So taking advantage of a situation like this for Bacon, you get up in the count 2-0. So what do you do here? Be interesting to see, one, where this one's located, and two, what Bacon does. And she's kind of a half-hearted swing, not sure. Was maybe going to take that pitch, but maybe it was in such a good location, decided to swing late. It's a miss, and it's two balls and one strike. Still have the advantage. Runner at first, one out, bottom of the seventh inning. Cobras down two, 5-3. There's a foul ball to the left side, and it goes from 2-0 to 2-2 in the blink of an eye. So now Bacon must protect, who is 0-for-2 with a walk today, with Kalsert on deck, who has had a good day with two hits. Big 2-2 pitch coming up. Runner at first, one out, bottom of the seventh inning. Cobras down 5-3, and there's a foul tip. Second time the ump taking one straight off the face mask, 2-2. Well, the Panthers, again, just struggled against Cochran for a majority of this game and then put it together in the seventh, the three spot on four hits, and Parthamer strikes out Maddie Bacon for out number two, and the Panthers one out away from stealing this one.
And Maddie Bacon just cutting that one a couple inches under the ball. It was quite a high one. Regardless whether it was considered a ball or a strike, she still swung at it and was too low. And with two outs here, only a runner on first, Cobras could sail or fall.
Kalsert takes a pitch high. It's 1-0. Keough's at first. Two down. Bottom of the seventh. Cobras had a 3-2 lead going into the top of the seventh, but the Panthers struck them for three. There's a pitch catching the outside corner. One ball and one strike. Cobras got to put a two-out rally together here to extend this game or potentially win it. And it starts here with Kalsert. Parthamer sets, fires a 1-1, ground ball left side, and it finds a hole, and the inning continues. Trickles into left field, Keough stops at second base, and it's a single, and Kalsert now 3-for-4 with three singles today. So Keough to second base, Kalsert's at first. And now we'll get a meeting inside the circle as the tying run is at first in the winning run is going to step up to the plate here with two outs in the seventh. And partner, again, we figured might see a good one today, and we certainly have seen one here for that first broadcast of the year.
Yeah, we've seen a great one, a great show up here at Wetmore. Jackson Heights hosting this. We got Jennifer Buck here up at play for the Jackson Heights Cobra. She got the first run of the night for the Jackson Heights Cobra girls. That run was they're on the second inning of the game, and now here she has a chance to possibly be the winning runner of Jackson Heights, but still things are favoring Centralia with even two runners on base, a one on second and a one on first, two outs. Really, anything can help Centralia out right now.
A ground out, a single, a strikeout, and another single. Here in the bottom of the seventh, two runners on, first and second, two down. 5-3, Centralia trying to hold on and steal this one in game one. First pitch by Parthamer is an outside strike. Fastball that touches the corner. As you mentioned, Buck is up, who has doubled and scored today. She is 1-for-3. Needs a hit or something to keep it alive, and she'll hit this one well. Down the left field line, it's tailing foul, and it's barely foul by a foot and a half.
That one would have maybe possibly tied it. It's kind of unsure. I do think Keough could have got into home plate there.
Keough would have scored. It's the runner at first. This would have Couser been able to score. But just a loud strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Swing and a miss, and that'll do it. So Parthamer comes back with the 0-2 strikeout, and the Cobras let it get away in the seventh. They led all game, and Jackson Heights will lose 5-3 to Centralia. Big comeback there for Parthamer, getting out of that jam in the bottom of the seventh inning. So, again, our final score, Centralia 5-3 winners over Jackson Heights. We'll break it down and wrap it up when we come back right here on KNZA.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, an exciting first game for our first softball broadcast here on KNZA, the young spring sports season, but it was a comeback victory for Centralia. A road game here in Wetmore, Jackson Heights hosting. Cobras led 3-2 going into the seventh, but the Panthers put it together, three runs, four hits in their half of that last inning, and they win it 5-3. Panthers move to 3-0 on the young season. That was the opener for Jackson Heights. They drop 2-0-1. Quick thought here, Crendon. We'll get to some of the numbers here and some of the key plays before we wrap things up. But both pitchers, Parthamer for Centralia, and then you got Cochran for Jackson Heights, both solid for the majority of the game. Of course, Cochran just kind of let it go in the seventh, and credit Centralia at the plate, but both those pitchers, eight strikeouts apiece, both solid. And we saw a heck of a game here in first one of the year.
Yeah, I would have told you those, out of those first six innings that Leda Cochran definitely had the better of the premieres in the two pitchers, but really he was able to kind of finish that game. Parthamer, both pitchers did have eight strikeouts, both had their ups and downs, but regardless, Centralia, you know, they come up with the W5-3. One thing I like to mention, it kind of got colder here by the end of the game, but what got hot was the Centralia team
at
that final inning where they were able to put up 3 points. They, you know, at the top of the seventh, it was 3-2, and they were able to get 5-3 Jackson Heights Cobras. They had, you know, two runners left on base at the end of that seventh inning. And actually, to kind of add on that, Jackson Heights had a lot of runners left on base. They had nine runners left on base, only four left on base the entire game for Centralia. So when you kind of put that into the factory, yeah, Jackson Heights could have, you know, put a couple runs with a couple good hits, but at the end, Centralia, they made the plays matter that they needed to make matter. And unfortunately, at the end of this finish line, in baseball, for example, it doesn't matter how well you play in six innings. It kind of just matters in how you play in the last couple. It's not, you know, banana baseball.
Right.
Talk about that, where points matter each inning. It's kind of when it comes down to the final.
Well, expect this Jackson Heights team to battle in game two to try to salvage a split. But again, Centralia rallying for a 5-3 win here today. Down by one going into the seventh, but plate three on four hits. So, again, you look at kind of how the runs shaped up for both teams. Again, Centralia just had one hit through the first four innings. They plate one in the fifth on a couple of hits. They get a run scored for Parthamer, and they got a key hit in that inning also by Owen Dieters. They added another run, Centralia did, in the sixth on a hit. They got a bunt single and a run scored by Hayden Kramer. Then, of course, the seventh led off, the big bang, Owen Dieters inside the park home run. We're playing on a baseball field. It's nearly 280 down the lines, and she hit it to the fence line, down the left field line to that basic 273 sign, and that led off the inning, tied the game. Schreiner came back with a single. Then they also got runs driven in by Gibbs and also Haverkamp. Again, that three-run, four-hit, seventh inning, the difference, as Centralia, again, winning it 5-3 over Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights got their first run of the game in the second. It was on a double steal, Jennifer Buck scoring on that double steal from third. Then they would add two more runs in the fourth. They would get RBIs from McKinley Mulroy and Taylor Bosley on a triple. Final tallies in this game, Centralia, again, moving to 3-0 at five runs, eight hits, no errors, and they left five on base for Jackson Heights. Three runs, six hits. They had one error and left nine on base.
One thing I'd like to mention, this is Jackson Heights' first game. It's kind of thinking that Centralia, they were able to play JCN earlier to get their feet wet. Jackson Heights, they did have a chance to play at a Jubilee up at Royal Valley, but it was unfortunately canceled. So this was their first game where they kind of got their feet wet. And, you know, they had that lead 3-2 in that bottom inning, but they weren't able to close it out. So, honestly, not a bad first game for Jackson Heights, but a great second game, well, third game technically, for Centralia.
That's going to do it for us here for broadcast number one. Of course, these two are going to play one more. If you're in the area or in Wetmore, you guys can come on out, check out game number two between these two. First one was a dandy, to say the least. It was Centralia again coming back and winning it in the final frame with a 5-3 win over Jackson Heights. So that's going to end it for us. After these two play one more, Jackson Heights will turn right around. They'll go to Troy on Monday. And then you also have Centralia. They'll have a little bit of time off. They'll be back April 8th on the road at Donovan West. So, again, these two set to play one more, but that's going to wrap it up for us here on KNZA. Again, the final tallies, Centralia now 3-0, 5-3 win, five runs, eight hits, no errors. They left five on base. Jackson Heights falling to 0-1. Three runs, six hits, one error. They left nine on base. For Captain Kurt Kilman, Clinton Profit, appreciate it very much. Brandon Tabman with you. We'll talk to you on Monday for our first baseball broadcast, and we'll have more on that as we get closer to it. Thanks for listening to High School Softball here on KNZA.